My mother and I were always big ladies, right? My mother and I, well, we've got to go back a bit further than my mother and I. My mother and the giant boiler in the chapel. Behind us was a doctor, surgery. And he trusted my mother to burn the drug samples in the boiler and also his medical books. So my mother now was one of the best informed amateur doctors in the valley. She kept all the books and she would go through all the boxes of drug samples till she came across something that ended in D-R-I-N, dream. Dexedrine, amphetamine, anything like that. Not knowing then what we know now, that they were dangerous drugs. Some of these were called Durofet, and they were amphetamines. And in the invoicing section at the end of the month, you had to work like slaves. You had to turn the work out. You had to hit the financial targets. You had to go, oh dear, dear, it was dreadful. So there was five girls there, and I'd give each one of them a dexedrine or an amphetamine. God, there were sparks coming out of the typewriters, the invoices were being, God, they couldn't keep up with us in dispatch. We were like maniacs. God, how we survived, I don't know, but we all looked so nice. We had lovely clothes and our figures were lovely and our houses. You could do a full day's work, go home, strip the wallpaper off, repaper and do the washing and ironing and turn up for work the next day. God, but we didn't abuse them. We only ever took one. It was these people who were taking six and seven that gave them a bad name. At least that was our theory. Oh, they were good. No wonder we thought ABs was wonderful.